Last year, public defenders represented more than 16,000 people in King County. Under County Executive Dow Constantine's proposed budget in January, more than 40 staff would be laid off. That number includes 20 public defenders. We wanted to know, how does losing 20 public defenders affect the quality of defense? Matthew Pang is a public defender in King County. He's also president of the local union chapter that represents public defenders. Matthew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
County officials claim that the layoffs stem from a miscommunication, which led them to hire more attorneys than they had money for. Do you buy that argument?
I don't. I think that's disingenuous. We've been county employees for almost a year and a half now, and so I think they should have, at least at that point when we became county employees, knew how many people they had hired.
In King County, public defenders have a limit on the number of cases that you can take, and county officials say private attorneys are going to pick up the slack. Is that a viable solution?
Well, I think it's a bad solution, but it is a possible solution. I think there's a lot of pitfalls with that, and I think it'll negatively affect our clients.
A pitfall would be what? That they're not prepared?
Well, I think there's a very different structural difference between private attorneys and the staff attorneys. Many of them are independent attorneys, and they don't have the resources in terms of having social workers, investigators on staff to work with. Many of them work alone, whereas, let's say, if I have an issue in one of my cases, there are 50 other attorneys I can turn to immediately to staff the case, to come up with a good plan on what to do. And there's also problems with the transfer of the caseloads. I mean, you're talking about 20 to 25 public defenders, and they each have 100 or so cases. That's thousands of indigent clients who are facing trials who get transitioned to a new attorney out of their control, and that's a problem too.
Matthew Pang is with me. He's a public defender in King County. He's also president of the local union chapter that represents public defenders. What have you heard from your fellow public defenders about these potential cuts?
I mean, separate from the prospect of getting laid off, I think what my members are the most concerned about is how this will affect the clients. I think there's problems with the idea of outsourcing our work to private attorneys, regardless of the cost. We don't see efforts to reduce prosecutors' budgets by having special prosecutors assigned. And the county historically has had these core functions, like public defense, done by county agencies or with the nonprofits before.
I'm a little bit curious. So are you guys actually employees of the county, or are you independent contractors with the county?
So we used to work for nonprofits. Those nonprofits contracted with the county. There was a kind of historic lawsuit of the Dolan lawsuit where we, as a class action, sued for retirement. That went to the state Supreme Court. Our class won, and after that, the county basically took us in-house. That all happened July 1, 2013, where we became in-house employees, and that's part of why I was saying I don't get that they don't know how many of us there were when they took over us, because that was, you know, July 1, 2013. They paid us checks 2 weeks after we got here, so they should know how many people they're writing checks to.
Matthew Pang, you mentioned that really the thing that worries you is how this all affects the quality of the defense that the indigent clients receive. And in addition to the perhaps confusion in moving caseload around, what is the bottom line when it comes to these clients? What is your biggest worry?
Well, I think, you know, staff defenders in general, on average, provide better outcomes. There was a 2011 Department of Justice study that came to that resolution when they looked at it. Also, the simple transition itself is problematic, and the whole justification for us becoming county employees instead of working for the nonprofits is the county wanted more oversight, more control, so they can control the quality of the work we do, which I think is laudable, but the problem is now they're looking at doing the exact opposite when they're faced with paying for it.
Matthew Pang is a public defender in King County, also president of the local SEIU chapter that represents public defenders. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
And the King County Council is scheduled to vote on a county budget proposal next week.